We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Bobcat Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Cat Chat, brought to you by The Club Tavern and Grill, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. Case IH, get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Bobcats. State Farm, talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Montana State University, mountains and mines. Live from the Club Tavern and Grill, welcome to Cat Chat. Here is your host, Jason Alvin.
We welcome you back to the Club Tavern and Grill. This is Cat Chat, the final Cat Chat of the season here. We appreciate you listening on one of our 14 affiliates across the state or joining us here live. We appreciate it a little later in the show. We joined by both basketball coaches, Danny Sprinkle and Trisha Binford, as they will preview the big doubleheader for tomorrow night as Gonzaga and South Dakota State in town. We also have Daniel Jones and Evie Wilson, Sydney Matheson, and Alyssa Rizzo from Montana State Volleyball. But first, let's welcome in head football coach Jeff Choate. And Coach, welcome back for the final time here this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Great crowd tonight. Appreciate you guys coming out. Should be, first of all, congratulations to Daniel and the girls. You know, really proud of the things that they've accomplished. That's been a program that's just grinding away and did some awesome historic things this year. So congratulations to you and the girls. And tomorrow night, anybody that's listening, man, it's a great time to be at the Brick. We've got Gonzaga coming in to play our girls, and I know Trisha's going to have them ready, and it'd be awesome to knock those guys off. And then Danny's already told me, you know, we got a really good team coming in, and you know what? Good teams coming in, that's what we want. And I'm excited to see how the boys get out there and continue to develop underneath his leadership. And, man, what a great time to be a Bobcat. So, and I think a couple weeks ago we took care of some business too. So,
Well, you mentioned that game a couple weeks ago. And how do you, coming off that victory, how do you keep the guys focused? Because it was such an impressive performance. Obviously, you earned the bye that was a goal of the season all year long to get that bye. How do you keep the guys focused during that bye week?
Yeah, that's a challenge. I mean, there's so many things that are going on this time of the year, and I think all the coaches can probably speak to this, but, you know, guys are stressed out right now about finals and projects and engineering exams and all these other things that are going on that maybe the average casual fan doesn't really understand what a kid has to do. I mean, you guys were out there this morning, and we've got a, you know, we've got a little issue with some footing that we'll get taken care of on the field and mixed practice. But I'm so proud of the way our guys, and really honestly, everybody, it's an interesting little family that we have in the brick. You know, we all walk in circles and see each other about 20 times a day, and there's things that that we could have that are shinier and all that. But I mean, the family that we have and the way our kids respond to that is, I think, what makes being a Bobcat so unique and special. And you know, I think our guys got a lot of pats on the back, and we had to probably bring them down a little bit on Tuesday, and we had a really good work day today.
Coach, you and the guys a long time ago set out to be able to be one of those top seeds, be able to get one of those buys. How nice was it to see that goal come into fruition and to see that come about?
That was one of the things that I learned from getting an opportunity to participate in the tournament a year ago, is how important that buy is. And as we go forward, there's going to be things I learned this year. You know, I mean, this is so different than being in the FBS. The rhythm of the bowl is so, I mean, it's completely different. Here, you know, kids want to know, parents want to know when they can buy tickets home. And I'm like, well, I hope, you know, on the 22nd or 23rd of December, and then we're going to meet back about 5 days later and then end up in Frisco, you know. But right. It's totally open-ended. And that makes it challenging. And so I think it really speaks to the mental toughness and the resolve that you have to be able to win a tournament like this, because there's uncertainty abounding. And you have to have the ability to just kind of stay in the moment, put the blinders on, focus on the opponent that's in front of you, and not get caught up in any of the what-ifs. And so, you know, that's my job, and Leon's job is to kind of look out in the future. But the assistant coaches and the players, they've got to stay in the moment.
Well, and you look back to the Montana game, I think you guys were in the moment from snap one, from kickoff number one, as the tempo was set. How proud of you were you of your guys just staying in that moment all game long and really putting forth that dominant performance?
Yeah, one of the things that we kept talking about on the sideline repeatedly was, hey, it's a long game. Momentum swings. And really what made me think of that was the first year when we played them, the second play of the game, the very first offensive snap, they hit a two-move route for about a 60-yard touchdown. And the same thing applies when that happens. Hey, it's a long game. We got to stay in the moment. And then, you know, last year in Missoula, we went down big early, and we were able to kind of focus on that. And so I think those were lessons learned, not just for me as the coach, but for our players. The whole message was, hey, maintain your poise. Keep doing what you're doing. Next play mentality. Don't get caught up in what happened there. Don't get too high, don't get too low. I think that really staying in that performance anxiety curve, that sweet spot for us, was critical during that game, and we've got to recreate that on Saturday.
My next question, Albany coming in here on Saturday, they're a team, puts up 42 points on Saturday. Jeff Undercuffler, the quarterback, just threw for 39 touchdowns in the season. It's a new FCS record for freshmen. It seems like every week you're preparing for another quarterback that is cut from the same cloth.
I just wish that they had had the defensive player of the week. That's the one thing that's the common denominator. Seems like we played one of those every week, too. Really impressed with the University of Albany, in particular, their style. I like how they play on defense. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're very active up front. They have a very good defensive line. You mentioned Undercuffler at quarterback. He's got some great targets down the field. Number four, is it Green?
Yep.
I got that right. That's good. So usually I rely on these guys to know the names. I know the numbers. Just a tremendous player. Undercuffler's a guy that, as the year has gone on, he's gotten more confident. He's made fewer mistakes, and he's been more productive for him. And so that's a dangerous guy. You go into a game like this against a quarterback that's hot, that's never where you want to be. And so that's going to be something to keep an eye on as the game progresses. Are we able to, you know, mix our coverage looks to not allow him to feel comfortable, get enough pressure on him? Those are things that we're going to have to do.
Well, you've done that the last 2 weeks against Jake Mayer and Dalton Snead. No touchdown passes to those two quarterbacks who are very prolific in their own right. Do you guys learn off of that and help and kind of scheme from what you've been able to do to those two quarterbacks and tweak it for this week?
I think you can't reinvent yourself at this point in the season, and there's some things that we put on tape that have been good for us that obviously we have to continue to do. Stylistically, Undercuffler's a little bit different than Snead and Mayer. He's more like the Nip kid that we played a couple weeks ago. That's really who I think he kind of reminds me of, the kid from University of Northern Colorado. In terms of his stature and his arm strength, he can make every single throw. They do RPO, but he's not a plus one run threat. They don't use him in the non-traditional run game with a quarterback run game. He's a really confident kid. I mean, that's the one thing I just keep coming back to with him. He's not afraid to make a mistake. I mean, he lets the ball fly, and he trusts that green kid down the field. If he's that far open, he's open enough, and he'll take some chances with the ball. And honestly, the more times we get an opportunity to get a little bit close to him, if you know what I'm saying, the better we'll be.
Coach, you talked about their running back, Carl Moore, 4'5", 224 pounds, kind of like a bowling ball. What do you like about his game?
Yeah, vision, balance, patience. Kind of reminds me, honestly, running style. If you were to ask me who we have seen, that he reminds me of Isaiah. That's who he reminds me of. A guy that's a tough tackle that always seems to get a few more yards than you think he's going to get. We're going to have to make sure that we run to the ball well, tackle low, wrap and roll. He's a physical runner, but not blow off the top speed. But, you know, I mean, Emmett Smith didn't have that either, and all he did was, you know, become the career rushing leader in the NFL. So,
and it's not just Green at the receiver position. Jarrell Reeves has 70 catches, yeah, as well. And those two guys, I mean, if you focus on one, the other one can find ways to beat you.
Yeah. This is a good team, and this, yep, is going to be a really good matchup. I think, like I said, you talk about style, really, I think this game is one of those. It's almost like an NFL game where the matchups kind of matter more. Style is kind of throw out the window, because I think stylistically they're not a high up. They're not going to huddle, but they're not going to go super fast. They're not going to blitz you a whole lot. So meaning that their objective is to not lose the game, which I think is very smart. you know, it's a let somebody else lose the game type of mentality. And the Gattuso, the head coach, is kind of an old school guy. He played D-line for Joe Paterno and won a championship at Penn State in 1982. And you can just tell he's kind of a tough guy. And the team takes on the personality of the head coach. And I like the way they play. And they just don't do dumb things. They don't penalize themselves a bunch. They don't turn the ball over a bunch. They don't give up a lot of explosive plays. And so this may be one of those games where it's kind of a little bit of a slugfest. I mean, it might even be kind of a defensive battle, you know, and that's where they have the ability to probably blow the top off a little bit more than we do. They take a ton of shots. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's first and 10 or third and 12. They're not afraid to just say, hey, you got number four singled up, we're going there. And so it'll be interesting.
We talk all the time about the skill guys, but this is a very veteran offensive line as well, with three redshirt seniors in the lineup, a junior as well. Games are won and lost a lot of times in that line of scrimmage. What have you seen from their offensive line?
Again, they don't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, offensive lines, and I hope there's not a lot of offensive linemen in here. I wouldn't say this in front of Coach Armstrong, but by and large, the individual doesn't matter. You know, there can be a really average player next to a great player, next to an average player, next to a great player. That's not what counts on the offensive line. What matters on the offensive line is how they play together. And I think this group does a nice job of complementing each other. They don't make a lot of mistakes. For example, if you run a line game, if you twist with your defensive lineman and one guy goes this way and one guy goes this way, they pass those twists off. You may be able to win some one-on-one matchups, but what they do is kind of cover each other up. And I think that speaks to the veteran nature. They've played a lot of football together. They have trust in one another, and that works for them.
Coach, you and the staff put out some things on social media, because I know you're one of 16 teams still playing. Everyone else out there is able to go out and recruit, telling some of your recruits, you know, hey, we're not going to be in your house because we're out practicing. And that, how different has that been to know that, you know, you still got a game to prepare for instead of out there with that early signing period?
And that's the biggest thing. So the whole recruiting calendar is set up on the FBS model, because they're done with their season except for the conference championship games. And then the evaluation or the contact period continues on until the 15th of December. Well, that works great if you're done playing and you can get out on the road. And we certainly probably benefited from that my first couple of years when we were building this thing. We needed to be out there. We needed to be beating the streets and trying to find some guys. But the vultures are out, man. I mean, don't make any mistake. The guys that are committed to us, there's people in their living rooms tonight. And that's something you got to combat. And kids are flattered to be recruited. They're very respectful for the most part. Their parents want to You know, they, hey, if somebody says, hey, can I come over and have a conversation with you about our university, what are they going to say? No, and they feel like they're being rude, and we need them to be rude. And so we want to give them some ammo.
Well, Coach, I want to leave you on this for this segment, but I'd be remiss not to talk about the tight ends because they have 11 touchdown receptions in the from the tight end position, really big targets in the red zone.
Yeah, 86 is their main guy down there, and he is – and not just in the pass game, in the red zone is he a really important target for him. But a lot of that is set up off of what they do in the run game. And a lot of it's RPO stuff that's it's plays off plays, if you will. And I, this offensive coordinator, I like this. He's very unpredictable on mixed downs, first and second downs. It's kind of like hard to find tendencies. He gets a little bit more predictable on third downs by down at distance. But and he uses his tight ends at opportune times. And he's not just really good. 86 is kind of their dude. And if he's not just good in terms of the red zone stuff, he makes their run game go in a lot of ways.
Well, Coach, we will continue with you here next as we'll touch on the Albany defense, which you talked a little bit about here on your press conference. This is Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Interbell provides up to 1 gig high-speed fiber internet to help run your business and keep you connected. Interbell serves the Tobacco Valley, all the way from the Canadian border south into the Flathead County. We are the best broadband for business and for life. Visit us in Eureka, where the mountains still rule the skyline. Enjoy world-class recreation and a welcoming community. We will be happy if you decide to stay a while. This message is powered by Interbell.
Welcome to Tire-Rama. How can I help you?
I know Tire-Rama specializes in tires, but what other services do you offer?
Well, we also do air conditioning services, axles, belts, brakes, cooling systems, CV joints, differential repair, drive shaft repair, electrical and electronic systems, engine diagnostics and performance, exhaust system repair, four-wheel drive systems, oil changes, preventative maintenance, starting charging and battery, steering and suspension, tire pressure monitoring systems, and transmissions.
Wow. Was that all in alphabetical order?
I've had a lot of practice.
Tire-Rama, more than just a tire store.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Down come
who? Pump it up!
Town of Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is the local leader. That's why our members have a connection like no other. Because Blue Cross
serves the local population well because they understand the environment here. And they're
always willing to try new things. They share our same vision.
Blue Cross cares about their policyholders. They treat you like a friend.
That's the benefit of local from the partner who's right here. Life is better. Through it all, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Montana, there's no place else like it. The vibe is different here. At Stockman Bank, we get it. This is our home, too. Our focus is on Montana and only Montana. As Montana's largest privately held family-owned bank, we put you, our customers, and communities at the center of all we do. So when you're looking for a local, homegrown Montana bank, look no further. Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC.
Chat Chat rolls on here from the club, Tavern and Grill, as we continue with head coach Jeff Choate in the playoff matchup against the University of Albany. Great Danes. And Coach, a lot of times people talk about teams taking on the identity of their head coach. You just mentioned Coach Gattuso, who's a D-line coach. They don't do a lot of things fancy on defense, but they are very, very solid.
Very sound. Like I said, they make you earn everything. I mean, and it starts up front like it always does. I think the strength of their team, quite honestly, outside of Undercuffler and Green, is their defensive front. You know, they've got a young man, number 12, what's his name?
Eli Menser.
I knew you'd know it. And he... He's got 14 and a half sacks on the year. They have 30 as a team. Very, very active up front. Not a lot of twisting, but what we call slanting and angling. So they're moving laterally post-snap, and that creates problems for offensive linemen. You know, they're trying to hit a target, and when that target moves, it makes it more difficult to hit. And that's one of the things that we really have emphasized this week in terms of our preparation is how to try to mitigate that front. They have two inside linebackers, 44 and 45, that are, you know, downhill plugger types. They do a really nice job in the run game. And coverage-wise, they're not exotic, but they don't have to be because they just do what they do so well.
You mentioned their linebackers, and does it help that you have just got done playing against Montana, who had two linebackers very similar in both have over 100 tackles and sideline to sideline guys?
Yeah, I could care less about how many tackles they have. I hate to say this, but I think Dante Olsen had like 16 tackles against us, not one for a loss. You make tackles 7 yards downfield, I'm fine with that. And so, I respect the heck out of the kid, I do. But the thing that differs between the team that we're playing and the team that we played 2 weeks ago is those guys play lateral. The guys over the hill play lateral, side to side. The guys that we're playing on Saturday, they play vertical. They play into the line of scrimmage. And that takes double teams off your offensive line's ability to push and move those defensive linemen, forces more one-on-one blocks, and that can lead to tackles for loss. And so stylistically, it's very different defensive.
You mentioned the turnover battle. They've forced 24 fumbles on the year. You guys have been very good not giving the ball up in that regard. What makes them such a ball-hawking defense?
It's something that they do, quite honestly, that they practice it very well. You can tell because a lot of the times, and a lot of these fumbles occur on trail plays, like a wide receiver catching a slant, for example, and the corner that was beat on the play trailing him and then doing a great job of punching the ball out. They always are attacking the football, and so that's something obviously they emphasize as a coaching staff. And we're going to have a heightened. I think turnovers and special teams are going to be the whole key to this game. I really do, because I think both defenses are very sound. I think the matchups are good for both teams in some ways. Different. I mean, they're more of a passing team. We're more of a running team. But I think that when you have things that are pretty equal, especially in playoff football, every team in this tournament now is a good team.
Yep.
There's no gimmies left. And so it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a fist fight. And, I'm glad we're playing at home. I'm glad that, you know, we've had some great community members step up and support our students' ability to attend the game, which I just think is phenomenal and awesome. And we're going to need those kids loud and proud in the south end zone. And, they will be. And so, I think those are things that are going to matter in this game.
Coach, a team from the Northeast, I know you talked about it during the press conference a little bit. You don't see that a lot of times throughout the non-conference part of the season this year. At least, how different do you see a team from up there, the way they just go together and play football as a whole, than maybe over here on the West?
A lot more wide open offenses, certainly in the Big Sky. Like I think I mentioned this in my press conference earlier this week. It's interesting to look at, like, you know, you wouldn't know it that we're 20th in the country in total offense, 7th in the country in rushing offense, because we're middle of the pack in the Big Sky in total offense. You know, we're first in rushing offense, but we're kind of like 5th or 6th or whatever it is in total offense. And so you look at that and you go, my goodness, we're 20. That means there's six teams in the Big Sky that are in the top, 19 in the country. Including the top team in total offense in the country in Eastern Washington. And so it's just a lot more wide-open style out here. I think there's a little bit more conservative nature of play to a certain degree. I mean, you look at how many times teams go for it on fourth down, for example. You know, I think we've gone 28, 29 times. They've gone like 16. You know, so that's one of the things that shows you there's more aggressive style of play, not as many maybe fake punts or those types of things. Now, they're a wide-open offense because they do take a lot of vertical shots, and that's one thing that maybe you don't see with a lot of teams, but that's gotten them back into a lot of games.
You mentioned in your press conference as well, just 10% blitz package, and they, like you said earlier, they try to win one-on-ones, and a guy that kind of noticed on film was Mazon Walker, number 92 for you there. He's just a guy that seems to be one of the catalysts on that defensive front.
Yeah, he's not a tall guy. I mean, if you're going to be a defensive, really a nose tackle, and you're going to be 5'9", you better be pretty twitchy. And he's got that. I mean, he can get from point A to point B very quick. They play a tilt nose, which was very popular in the NFL about 8-10 years ago. It kind of forces you to commit two guys to that. You can't ask your center to block a tilt nose. He's on an edge with some leverage, and that makes it really challenging. And this guy can jump. I mean, he jumps a lot. What I mean by jumping gaps is instead of striking the offensive lineman across from him, what he's going to do is just kind of burst through the open space. And that creates a lot of their negative plays. And he's one of the problems that I see.
You rush for 382 yards against Montana. And, again, it starts up front with your offensive line. You just said you don't reinvent yourself this time of year. But you guys have done a little bit of that with the fly sweep motion with Tyrone and getting the guys on the edge. How nice is it to have that outside run game balance packed up with Isaiah and Logan hitting on the inside?
I think that's really something that after, you know, we had the North Dakota incident, as I like to call it, we kind of had to, you know, kind of have this come to Jesus moment where, like, we can't just be if we're going to run the ball, we can't just run it between the tackles. We've got to diversify our run game. And I really credit Brian and Matt for coming up with some schemes that were going to allow us to attack the perimeter of defenses more efficiently and more frequently. And that's what we've done. And then that has in turn opened up the inside run game for us.
One of those guys who attacks the outside, Travis Johnson. We haven't talked to you since the old Big Sky team came out, though. He, much like Troy last year, got the all-purpose type of back offensively. It seems like he fits that category perfectly. Just kind of a do-everything on the offensive side of the ball.
No question, Zach. And I'll tell you, it's actually ironic because they didn't have the all-purpose category last year. And so that's how Troy kind of ended up being a first-team quarterback because everybody agreed, like, this is one of the best 11. So we got and he played quarterback, and we don't have this all-purpose category, so we've got to make him the first-team quarterback, which I thought was awesome. And so I, you know, lobbied for this category thinking, well, heck, you know, Troy might be back at it, you know, and ended up this year so the Troy Anderson Award, as I like to call it, went to Travis Johnson. And so that's kind of cool.
And you mentioned Troy, and how about his career where you go from, you know, freshman of the year as a running back to the all-purpose / first-team quarterback last year, now to a first-team all Big Sky outside linebacker. Just his trajectory here for Montana State, just one of a kind.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I was talking to Al Groh, who's a longtime coach, NFL coach, college coach, and he's going to do our game on ESPN3 this week and today. And he mentioned Troy, and he was talking about Troy's. He said, I'm looking at this stat line, and I don't think this can be right. This guy's got X amount of touchdowns. He's got 2 touchdown passes. He's got 4 receptions. He's got 6.5 sacks. He's got 12 tackles for loss. He's got an interception, 9 passes defended. Is this right? And I said, yeah, it is. And he goes, do you think there's ever been a stat line like that in the history of college football? Certainly since we went to one platoon football, and probably not. And so I think that speaks to kind of the unique nature of this young man.
What about on the defensive side of the ball then, Josh Hill, a guy who had some injuries kind of take him out for some time, but fighting right back in there, a first-team All-Big Sky selection. How about him coming around?
That was probably the coolest thing that happened this year to me for a variety of reasons. To see him be recognized as one of the best at his position in this league after all that kid went through. And his, you know, love of the game, desire to continue to play, battling through some very significant injuries that most guys would have said, I'm good. And for him to be able to be recognized that way, I think legitimized the sacrifice that he made. And I know he's very proud of it, and I'm very proud of him.
We've talked a lot about the guys in Josh Hill's class, the fifth-year senior guys, being the leaders of this team, the Mitch Brotts, the Josh Hills, Braden Conkles. Just to expand a little bit more on those guys since it was senior night against Montana and some of those guys that stuck through it with you, just 6 of them that remain.
Yeah, man, it's hard to be a survivor, you know. I mean, we put them through the Bataan Death March the first couple of years, and they came out the other end. And a lot of guys went by the wayside, and those guys never did. And I think one thing that's very meaningful and unique about that group, every one of them is a Montana boy. And you knew that meant something to them to be here, that they were at Montana State for the right reasons. It wasn't about who the coach was or what the program structure was. It was about wearing the blue and gold and representing this great state. And you talk about those guys, Mitch Brott, survivor, first team, in my mind, All-American, but for certainly first team, All-Big Sky. Josh Hill, first team, All-Big Sky. Braden Conkle, first team, All-Big Sky. You know, so a handful of those guys that stuck it out. And then you think about guys like, I mean, Marcus Ferriter, walk-on kid, who's a significant part of our team. Yep. I mean, this guy plays, you know, 45, 50 snaps a game for us, and it's just an awesome piece of our team. And it's unbelievable to think about all those guys that came through this thing and stuck it out, and it's so cool to see them. I know one of the things, because I've been doing my senior exit interviews this week, I know one of the things that has resonated with me that they keep saying is how, like, what this thing was when they got here and what it is now and how much pride they take in that, that they were the builders. And they, I mean, that's important to them, and it should be, and it's awesome for them to be able to reap some of the benefits of their hard work.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you should be able to take some pride in that as well, as getting this team to the point they're at right now. A second-round playoff game on Saturday, a 1 o'clock kickoff. The pregame will start at noon. Coach, appreciate you joining us here. When we return, we'll touch base with Daniel Jones and wrap up the volleyball season. This is Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
This is Food and Beverage Manager Arkenna Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
Hey Bobcat fans, Orange Theory Fitness of Bozeman is so excited about the start of this winning Bobcat football season. We are also super excited about you starting a winning season looking and feeling better than you ever have before. No matter what your fitness level, Orange Theory Fitness is for you. Come in and see why over a million people are in the best shape of their lives because they started doing Orange Theory Fitness. Call 406-577-3000 or stop in to see us at our studio next to Rose Hours in Bozeman. Cheers to a winning season and cheers to a winning you.
When garage door issues happen, don't just call anybody. Call the pros at Door Tech. Our family-owned and operated business is celebrating 25 years in the Gallatin Valley. We install and service residential, commercial, and custom overhead doors and operators. With factory-trained and certified technicians, we're committed to quality, value, and long-term relationships. Call us at 582-1623 and let us help you with a solution to all your garage door needs. Door Tech is raising the door on quality. Your region's only premier authorized Rainer dealer.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, Hot Spring Spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that Hot Spring Spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's three locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
How would you like to be able to listen to us synced up to the TV in the comfort of your own home? Go to syncmygame.com. That's syncmygame.com to find out how. Before we continue on Cat Chat, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. This is Cat Chat from Learfield IMG College. We continue here on Cat Chat from the Club Tavern and Grill, joined now by Montana State Volleyball Head Coach Daniel Jones and the senior class, Evie Wilson, Alyssa Rizzo, and Sydney Matheson. And welcome to the show. And obviously, Coach, I want to start with you. A tremendous season here for you guys. 15 wins, the most since 2004. Yeah. Just a little bit of a breakdown on the season and the conference tournament.
Yeah, you know, you go into a season hopeful, and we knew that we've been building towards kind of a breakout season, something that, you know, we felt like we did a lot of things last year that we hadn't done in a long time, and I feel like I say that every time I come out here, but, you know, to do everything that was accomplished this year, you know, I think we had more wins than we've had, what did you say, since 2004, and, you know, more wins than winning a conference tournament match for the first time since 2005, and, you know, there's just any number of things. Three first-team all-conference selections, you know, every achieving, you know, tournament first-team awards as well. I mean, it's just any number of things. And I was saying to the head, we had a head coaches meeting yesterday, and I was saying to them, I feel like you set out on a journey to a destination, and there's no doubt our destination is winning a championship. I want to make that absolutely clear. But it's really nice when you get some signposts along the way that let you know you're on the right road, you know, you're on the right path. And I think that's what I really put this season down to, is we had some hiccups. There's some matches we look back at and maybe would like to have again. But absolutely, there was a number of signposts along the road that let us know we're doing the right thing.
Alyssa, one of those signposts on the road is you guys swept Idaho on the road since before this guy was born.
1976, for everybody who's wondering.
1976, but what has changed from the time that you were a freshman until now, when you leave with over 2,000 career digs and one of the top liberos in the country?
Wow, a lot has changed. it's been quite the road. By the end of my career, I just felt like everyone that was a part of it was all in. And I think that's kind of what was missing. I feel like you can be somewhere and not be all in. I feel like you can be present but not truly be invested in what you're doing. And I feel like we reached a point in our program where we shifted the culture, directed towards everyone's just all in all the time. And when you're doing that, it's like you're not focused on whatever drama is happening. You're focusing on, like, the game and getting technically better. And then you're looking over and you're looking at your best friends and you're like, I want this for you. And they want it for you too. And then when you get to that point, it's something special. And I think we got there by the end of my career.
And Sid, I want to ask you, because you were on this team. Coach Jones just mentioned a lot of things that weren't done, but you guys set a Big Sky tournament record with 15 aces against Sacramento State. And mind you, they had zero. So you know, it was 15 to nothing in that match. But just how important is it to go out there in a match like that, where you guys are trying to create this culture, and go out and just serve and dominate from the get-go?
Yeah, I don't know. It's super important to just kind of have, and I think it really kind of started from, not to brag or anything, but I feel like it really started from us three, because we came into the season like, hey, it's all or nothing, and we kind of just carried that throughout. And so, especially at, like, that game, I mean, in my head, I was like, you know what, screw it, this is the last chance, might as well, like, go all out, have absolutely no regrets.
And Coach Jones mentioned, Evie, that you made the all-tournament team. You're the only player that didn't play in the final match that made the all-tournament team, first-team all-conference. And how does that feel to go out as a senior on a high note like that?
Yeah, of course we would have wanted to make the championship and all that, but wow, like, I was honored. I don't know. Just to, you know, we were watching the championship game, and the coaches are like, you know, the UNC won, and then we're like, okay, it's time for us to go. And the coaches are like, no, go back in. You know, there's awards. We're like, why do we want to watch those girls get awards? Like, we're ready to go. And they're like, Montana State, Evie Wilson. And that was it was a pretty cool moment, walking in front of those two teams that were in the championship round and, like, feeling part of it, even though we weren't really part of it in the championship.
But you guys were definitely part of it, because I know you had women's basketball out in where were we, Seattle? I don't even know what city we were in last week. But, you know, we had 16, 17 phones and iPads turned to the game. And usually the team has made a rule that no phones at the dinner table. there was an exception made on Friday night to watch your guys' match. And it was just such high-level volleyball. And Daniel, with this group, you've been here with them since they've stepped on campus. You might make you get a little emotional right now. But what have they meant to you and just personally for you as a head coach?
Yeah, that's not fair at all. I think, you know, I can echo Coach Church's sentiments about his senior class and some of those guys who have just taken an enormous sense of pride in what it means to be a Bobcat, what it means to represent this institution at Montana State and represent Bozeman as a city and represent this great state. And these three young women have taken it on their backs that, you know, come what may, they were going to turn this thing around. And, you know, plenty of bumps in the road. You know, each of them has walked their own path in so many ways. But what I look at these three women sitting up here with us, and there's no doubt they've left it better than they've found it. And that's the ultimate thing for me. That's the ultimate thing about our program is, hey, let's build a legacy. Let's leave it better than we found it. And the beautiful thing is, when these guys came in, to be honest, to be really frank, there wasn't a lot to do to leave it better than you found it. I mean, you walk in the gym and you're probably going to leave it better than you found it. But what they're leaving now is a legacy that is going to take a lot of work, for the next generation of Bobcats to leave it better than they found it. So the team of 2020, they got a heck of a job to try and replicate and leave what these young women have left better than they found it. And I mean, that's the ultimate to me. That's everything I could hope for.
Alyssa, you were named the Libero of the Year. Take us back to 4 years ago, 18-year-old Alyssa sitting, listening to, at the time, JJ and Daniel pitch you to come to Montana State. Did you think that was going to be something that you were going to be able to achieve here at Montana State?
No way. I was just like an 18-year-old. I just wanted an opportunity. Like I felt so lucky to come in as a freshman and even get the chance to be on the court and put on my Montana State jersey and run through that little arch that we have. It all felt like kind of a dream. And so I just feel like I told Daniel and Cole in my end of the year meeting, I'm like, all it took was someone to believe in me and the opportunity to be out there. And I felt like I just capitalized on that. So, but no, 18-year-old me, absolutely not.
Sid, what was your favorite memory throughout the 4 years of being a Bobcat? Is there one you can pick or just something that pops to your mind?
Oh, that's not fair. that's a really hard question. Honestly, I don't want to be like, oh, this game, because that's super cliche. But I just love the relationships that I build with each and every one and like how different they all are, but they're all still so special.
Envy, I want to ask you as well, kind of the same question, but what has being a Bobcat meant to you? And then for all of you, what are your plans after graduation?
Yeah, being a Bobcat, I think I've never experienced so much growth in the last 4 years. I didn't have quite the same journey that Riz had. I had a I didn't play my first 2 years, and just me being super competitive, like, that got to me. But, like, man, did that grow and mature me. So being a Bobcat, I feel ready to get into the real world, which is pretty cool. As for after, I think I'll probably move home back to the state of Washington, maybe get an apartment with my twin sister and look for a job there.
Sid, what about you?
Oh, well, I'm sticking with Riz an extra semester because got to finish those academics really well. But I'm trying to go to med school. We'll see. Fingers crossed. That's the goal. But
that would be awesome to see you be able to achieve that. And Daniel, moving forward, how do you build off of this season? And then what do you think the rest of your young team learned from not only these seniors but this year?
Yeah, I'll start with the second part of the question, just what they've learned. We're in the middle of our end-of-season meetings. We do individual meetings at the end of each year, and just the feedback I'm getting from each of our returners for next season is just, hey, we've got a void to fill, and we know it. And we know that we'll make, we'll find some digs, and we'll find some kills, we'll find some sets, and we'll be able to replace these three from a practical standpoint in some way, shape, or form by committee or by individual. But what's really going to be hard is replacing their leadership and replacing their passion for what it means to be a Bobcat and the way they've let their passion guide them and drive them to become their best. And that's really the challenge for the next year's team is how do we, let that passion that we have for our program and for this, like I've said, this school and this city and this state drive us to put everything else aside and make sure that we're focused 100% on being the best Bobcat volleyball players we can be. And that's the biggest challenge. Now, how do we build on that? We're going to do a heck of a lot of work on it this spring, I tell you that. The girls are already fired up. They're already in the weight room lifting, ready for next season. They've taken 2 days off, and they're back at it because that's how eager they are to make this thing even better than what they've inherited.
So. Well, I think I can speak for all Bobcat Nation, everybody sitting here and everybody listening on the radio, a tip of the cap to you three and yourself on a great season.
Thank you so much, and thanks for all the support, everybody.
When we return here on Cat Chat, we'll be joined by head coach Danny Sprinkle and Trisha Binford of Bobcat Basketball. This is Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories at their North 7th Avenue location. And enjoy 20% off all Bobcat gear at Universal Athletic on Saturdays during home game weekends. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years.
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Town Pump!
Ooh, pump it up!
Pump it up!
Town of Pump is excited to once again sponsor the Brawl of the Wild Rivalry Series between Montana State and the University of Montana. Look for special Brawl of the Wild promotions throughout the year at your local Town Pump.
Don't lose yourself. Protect against identity theft. At Tear It Up, we come to you and take care of your document shredding needs. Don't pay flat fees when Tear It Up charges by the pound. Our machines are HIPAA FACTA compliant, and that comes with a promise of complete confidentiality. Locally owned and operated, we bring bins to you at no charge. Check us out online at tearitup.biz or give us a call at 581-9612.
The Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What if a bank wasn't built around money? What if it was built around you? Around people, making, doing great things, energizing entire communities. That is more valuable than money. And it's what we've built this bank to hold. First Interstate Bank, built for you. Visit us at firstinterstate.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Northwestern Energy, we're committed to helping each of our communities thrive.
As a company, we contribute millions of dollars to support and fund local activities,
charitable efforts, scholarships, and economic development.
As individuals, we volunteer our time and talents to hundreds of meaningful and important organizations.
We truly care about investing in our customers and communities.
It's all part of our ongoing commitment to deliver a bright future.
A 43-yard field goal that took it to the championship on the line. Here's the stop.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
We welcome you back to Cat Chat here from the Club Tavern and Grill, joined now by both head coaches of Montana State Basketball, men's head coach Danny Sprinkle and women's head coach Trisha Binford. And Coach Ben, I'll start with you. This is year 15 for you. Opportunity for a doubleheader like you have tomorrow against Gonzaga and then the men with South Dakota State. How awesome is that to bring in those two type of caliber programs?
Well, it's fantastic. When Danny and I had a discussion, he agreed to suit up for us. So that's why I said we can pull this off, right?
I wish I could. I wouldn't do you any good, though.
We're keeping it in the half court, Danny.
Yeah, I'll do that.
No, both of us on the conversation and obviously Leon and administration, what a great opportunity to get to really high caliber opponents in the same night to get our community involved and our crowds out to support the teams. And we're just fired up. It's exciting.
And Coach Sprinkle, you're sitting at 5-3 right now to start through the first eight games of the season. What's your assessment of your team through eight games?
We're getting better. We showed our youth last Saturday. But Green Bay, give them credit. They made a ton of jump shots, and that's what our defense is going to give up. And I just had to make sure this week, especially after watching the film and seeing it, like, we actually didn't play as bad as the score looked. Green Bay just played great. And with this team, as young as we are, we got to handle adversity like that. And, you know, we've had three really good days of practice. And Bear ran practice today, so if we don't defend better tomorrow, it's on Bear. But, no, really excited to be 5-3 right now. It's actually probably ahead of where I thought we'd be. You know, but the guys are competing, and they're, you know, they're buying into what we're saying. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be a tough test, you know, like, you know, for Trisha's team too. I mean, they got a ranked opponent coming in here, and we have one of the best mid-major teams in the country that over the past 4 or 5 years, you know, they know how to win. You know, they're a tough team. They're well coached, and, you know, it's going to be a challenge for both of us tomorrow.
Coach, it seems like a guy like Layden Ricketts is starting to get back full health. He hit a couple of big three-pointers earlier last week, but it seems like he's getting closer to where you'd like to see him be.
Yeah, he was, and then he got hurt again this week. But he's actually fine. It's almost day-to-day with Layden. He's either sick or injured. And the poor kid, because he's such a hard worker, you feel bad for him. But, you know, he'll be ready for the game. He'll be ready for the game tomorrow night.
And Coach Binford, you've been on the road for three straight games now. The importance of getting the first road win against Seattle to kind of get off the schneid there with the two close losses against South Dakota State and Minnesota to just get in the win column, and does that build the confidence of your team?
Well, it's just hard to win on the road, period. So when you have opportunities to do that, we were able to close the door. But one of our growth areas we've been talking about is we've been letting some opponents back in with some big leads, and we got them down 20, and we let that slip away a little bit in that second half. So we watched some things on film that was kind of going away from habit. So it kind of reversed from Danny. You know, when you watch film, you want to feel good about a win, and we actually went away from some habits that need to be a priority. So hopefully we're getting those back in the last few practices that we had. And you know, you got to find ways. And for us, that's the habit and the process, as Danny is addressing. And we have a great challenge in front of us tomorrow for that.
And Coach Sprinkle, you, the South Dakota State team, played a good record, and yet they still are fourth in the country in rebounds. They just use the glass better than anybody right now. How do you counteract that?
We have to be physical. You know, we have to match their physicality. And the one thing they do is they're always in the right place at the right time. You know, they're very disciplined, and you can tell they're well coached because of that, offensively and defensively. They're gonna jumble up that paint, and it's gonna be physical in there. There should be quite a few fouls in there if we match their intensity too. But you know, they do a really good job just, you know, being disciplined. You know, boxing their own guy out. You know, being physical, not letting you cut in front of their face. And you know, they do a great job, and that's why they've been successful the last 4 or 5 years, and that's why they've won a lot of games.
And Coach Ben, you look at Gonzaga sitting at 6-1, their lone loss is to Stanford, who sits atop the college basketball polls at number one in the nation. What have you seen from Gonzaga as their biggest strength?
They're very well polished. They don't make mistakes. I think there's some, we talked about the similarities on the offensive end of South Dakota State and the defensive end of Minnesota, but I just think they're well polished. And another great coach, Lisa Fortier, has just done a tremendous job with that program. I actually thought that they had an opportunity to win that game at Stanford. They lost in overtime, and got a lot of length across the board, and that's where, you know, the South Dakota State, we just had so much length to go up against the entire game. It's going to be present a great challenge as far as keeping it out of the post play. That's where I think their biggest strength, to address your question, is they dominate the paint. But back to the Bobcats, that's one of our greatest strengths, is we dominate the paint. So I think it's going to be a great matchup in that regard as far as who does the better job of keeping the ball out of the interior. And then on the flip side, on the defensive end, I think that they have some Minnesota similarities as far as they're going to ice you on the ball screen. They're going to have a lot of high pressure deny, but I think that will open up some lanes for Darian and Oleana to be some playmakers. So our objective, regardless of our opponent, is we need to start chipping away to some of our mistakes that we have on ourselves, and that's our offensive turnovers. I think if we can start getting those in check, our defense is giving us a lot of great chances to be successful.
Coach Binford, when you see a team come in here, top 20 in the country like that, what's the message to the team? How do you get everybody that, hey, you know, it's the same ball, same rim, everything's the same coming up here tomorrow?
Yeah, I think mentally our team's in a different place this season. You know, they knew going in it was going to be a challenging schedule for the reason that we had the experience to handle it. And we knew we'd be battle tested it's not so much about the W and the L, but at this point, our kids are a little bit hungrier for the W against the top 25. They didn't sit very well having an opportunity to compete with South Dakota State and having Minnesota down 12 in the third quarter and letting that slip away. And I think we're in a place where they're hungry to get that result piece with it. But at the same time, there's some things that we have to do, and we can't afford to make mistakes. And we're going to have to work for everything we get tomorrow against Gonzaga. But they're up for it. They're hungry. They're excited. And they're fired up that we get to do this on our home floor tomorrow.
And Coach Sprinkle, you look at the South Dakota State team. They lost Mike Dom, who scored, I think, 3,067 points in his career. How have they changed offensively without him? I had to do the math two or three times to add those up. But how do you replace somebody like that?
I'm glad they have to worry about replacing the 3,000 point. But they've done a good job. They have a really good freshman shooter that came in. They're probably playing more together as a team this year than they have the past couple of years. But obviously, when you have Mike Dom on your team, you're not very smart if you're not going through him. They also had a really good shooter last year that transferred. Their coach went to UNLV, and he actually followed his coach at UNLV, who was a great shooter too. So we're actually – it's good he's not there either. But, you know, they have such good players, and they're conditioned to win. You know, the last 4 or 5 years, like I said, they've won just as much as any mid-major team in the country. And, you know, they believe when they step on the court, they're gonna win. And they just execute their system. You know, they've been successful, and, you know, they've played a really tough schedule too, you know, just like we have. I mean, they played Indiana tough. They played Arizona. They almost beat Arizona at Arizona. And so, I mean, they've been on the road in some hostile environments, but, you know, that's what they do, and that's why they have a solid program.
Well, I know everybody here is looking forward to that tomorrow. The women's game starts at 6. The men's game will follow at 8 o'clock. We're 30 minutes at the conclusion of the women's games. When we return, Zach and I will just wrap things up here on Cat Chat. You've been listening to Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
This is food and beverage manager Arkenna Mickelson coming to you from the Club Tavern and Grill located inside the Grand Tree Inn. We are your local spot for an upscale, family-friendly sports bar with all the major sports packages, including the Pac-12 Network. We are proud to be named Bozeman's Choice for Best Sports Bar, Happy Hour, and Wait Staff for 2019, just to name a few. We offer classic American breakfast, lunch, and dinner 365 days a year. Come see us for happy hour every day of the week at the Club Tavern and Grill. And yes, that is a half order of nachos.
Your home should be a retreat, and Mountain Hot Tub can help you create your own backyard vacation. With America's number one brand of hot tubs, Hot Spring Spas, you can enjoy a soothing massage every single day. Plus, relax knowing that Hot Spring Spas are energy efficient, easy to own, and designed for the beautiful Montana outdoors. Visit any one of Mountain Hot Tub's 3 locations in Bozeman, Butte, or Helena. Mountain Hot Tub, serving Montana's hot tub needs since 1979.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 5 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is the local leader. That's why our members have a connection like no other. Because Blue Cross
serves the local population well because they understand the environment here. And they're
always willing to try new things. They share our same vision.
Blue Cross cares about their policyholders. They treat you like a friend.
That's the benefit of local from the partner who's right here. Life is better with you. Through it all, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
As we wrap things up here from the Club Tavern and Grill, Jason Albin, Zach Mackey here with you. A busy, busy weekend of Bobcat athletics. It starts tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with the women's basketball game against number 18 Gonzaga. The men right behind that against South Dakota State. And then Friday, track and field gets going in the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse as well. They have a meet. And then you fast forward to football as well at 1 o'clock there on Saturday, second round FCS game. There's really a lot of excitement here this weekend.
Yeah, there is. The facilities crew is going to be busy for sure over the next couple of days. But no, it is. It's an exciting time. Not only do you have two basketball games on Thursday, two against really good opponents on either side of it. That's going to be fun. And, you know, there's also, I know, the teddy bear toss and that going to be going on.
Well, you're absolutely right. $5 a ticket with the donation of a teddy bear for the teddy bear toss, or you can still purchase your official teddy bear toss teddy bear from the Bank of Bozeman tomorrow or at the Fieldhouse. $30 bear where you'll receive two free complimentary tickets to the games. Football tickets still remain for the playoffs, so I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and grab those $10 for a playoff ticket. And a great opportunity to come see what is being built here in Bozeman this weekend. I know we're looking forward to it. We're looking for an exciting game against the University of Albany. We want to thank everybody, the Club Tavern and Grill, for another great season of Cat Chat. We want to thank you, the Bobcat faithful, for coming in every week and here and supporting Cat Chat. This has been Cat Chat from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Bobcat Sports Network, this has been Cat Chat, brought to you by the Club Tavern and Grill, the official home of Cat Chat, every Wednesday night at 6:30. Case IH, get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/bobcats. Town Pump, exclusive sponsor of the Brawl of the Wild series. And by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcat Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.